Intervju Radija Študent.
Pozdravljeni v intervjuju Radija Študent, v njem Mario B. gostim članici kvarteta Schneeweiß und Rosenrot, ki bo zvečer nastopil v kinu Šiška. Z mano sta Lucija Karoč, hello Lucija.
Hi.
In Johanna Borchardt.
Hallo.
V bendu sta še kontrabasist Peter Elt ter bobnar Mark Lohr. Koncert bo v mali dvorani kina Šiške ob 9. zvečer. Album, ki se vrti v podlagi, je Pool, ki smo ga že prejšnji teden predstavili v tolpi Bumov. So, I would like to start with your beginnings. The band actually started to be in Copenhagen, because you, all members of the band lived there and met there and... So I was wondering, because I read that actually the first language, I have asked to you, Lucia, because you are the singer, so the first language was Danish. So how was it?
What how was the language, or how come there?
I mean, what was it, what was the sound of that music, what was the, is that any difference, because today sing mostly in English, so what kind of music was it with Danish language on, and why you decided to sing in Danish?
No, it was actually, I mean, it was only one song that we sang in Danish, so. But our band language was Danish. Uh-huh. We were the four foreigners actually in Denmark, and met, and we all talked Danish together, so that was the conversation.
Yes, language. So I confused something.
Yeah.
Why did you choose that name, like fairy tales, like Schneeweiß und Rosenrot? Is there any story behind it?
Yeah, I mean, when Johanna and me, we started 10 years ago as a duo, and then people always told us that our music was so pictorial, so we thought it would be nice with this name. And it's in Denmark, it was very exotic as well, because... With a German name, and no one could really pronounce it properly, and it was kind of funny. And then after one concert, there was a Swedish woman coming up to us, and she said, "How did you come up with this name? It sounds like a code word from the Swedish mafia."
Uh-huh.
So that was that was it.
Yeah. So what was the primer impulse when you started the band? Did you play in other projects or bands, or?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You have also some classical training.
Mm-hmm.
You play piano.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so the main reason that we hear some parts or pieces of classical music comes from you?
Concerning my part,
but the
drummer is also classical trained,
mm-hmm.
for example. But
mm-hmm.
but we all study jazz music.
Yeah. The band played at quite some important jazz festivals, and you got excellent reviews from jazz press. But it's not jazz we are, you know, accustomed to hear. It's not just usual jazz. So I'm wondering, when you play at some, for example, Mayer's Festival or something similar, what was the, for the first time, what was the reaction from the public, from the audience?
Mers, for example, was great. Mers is, I mean, the audience there is so open
mm-hmm,
to
mm-hmm.
anything, and it's the program is
unexpected.
Yeah, they don't expect
exactly.
anything, and that's perfect, you know,
mm-hmm.
when people come and then they just want to hear some great music, no matter in which genre
mm-hmm.
it is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Because here it's very tricky in Slovenia, not with just with jazz, but with jazz, which, you know, I'm like, kind of specialized in covering jazz music. It's the old story, you know, what is it jazz and what is not, and what is standard or classical jazz and what is newer avant-garde and so on and so
mm.
on. And if you mix mixed genres, it's even more worse. Of course not at this radio station, because if it would be so, you wouldn't be here with me. So Lucia, you also write lyrics for the songs. Do you call them songs or tunes or composition? How do you say it for your music?
Well,
different.
All of them
yeah?
would work. Mm.
So the text, the lyrics, poems, whatever, are very unusual. Some of them are quite bizarre. You had the tune about falling in love with Olive that was on some other album. So do you have some special story about how these lyrics come to live?
I mean, I'm collecting a lot of pictures that I have
mm-hmm.
in my mind, and then I try to combine them in a way that I like it, and maybe that is not so obvious, or that, like, I like combinations that are maybe, like, where you think, wow, hey, does this make sense? But then you see another sense when you go on reading, or, I mean, I just like to work in an unconventional way, and
mm-hmm.
then I also like to, instead of giving answers or giving, like, telling the audience this song is about this and this clearly, so
mm-hmm.
I rather leave it open to the listener to have an own interpretation,
mm-hmm.
so everyone can understand it differently. I like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. So, Johanna, when Lucia comes with some texts, you other musicians just give the musical view of this text, or How does it go?
Well, it's very different. Our approach to the music differs each time.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes Lucia
changing.
Has a text,
yeah.
and then we all, or her, Lucia also writes music, and we also write
yeah,
text.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we all come with different elements, and we all add to
mm-hmm.
those elements.
Okay. Okay, so we are going to hear just another song from that fine album, Pool. This one is going to be sung in French. Maybe we could talk about this later. Torej, zdaj bom slišal še en komad za sedbe Schneeweiss und Rosenlund, ki zvečer igra v kinu Šiška, potem se pa vrnemo z drugim delom intervjua.
Avec plaisir, de l'amour est trop fort, tu démouilles mon corps. je me sacrifie pour l'amour éternel, pour l'amour animal. Ma louloute, ma cocotte, mon petit trésor. Oh, ma biche, ma minette, ma seule raison d'être. Ferme les yeux et embrasse-moi.
Prosite, parasite, c'est super extra chic. Le voilà, le sextonique.
Smo nazaj v studiu, v intervju Radia Študent. V studiu gostimo Lucijo Kaloč in Johano Boschert iz kvarteta Schneeweiss und Rosenroth. So, Lucia, we just heard this lovely song and you didn't translate it, which is quite appropriate because you didn't translate even English text. Why would you French. So I'm wondering, what is it all about? I know it's about some parasite, and in other songs you have quite some allusions to the animals.
Mm.
So have you studied something with the animals, or is it just your personal affair?
I mean, it's kind of, it came to me as a personal affair, and then I noticed it, that I had so many animals in my mm-hmm. songs, and then I started to watch also some films, really good documentaries mm-hmm. about animals. So, and there I discovered the Cordyceps fungus, mm-hmm. which is an amazing parasite.
Uh-huh.
So I wrote a love song, a French love song, about the Cordyceps fungus and an ant.
Mm-hmm. And why did you decide to sing in French? Because it was so romantic?
Yeah, I thought, I mean, I always wanted to, since my first foreign language I learned, I'm Swiss, and there mm-hmm. you learn French as a first mm-hmm. foreign language. And I always wanted to have a French song, but I never succeeded. And then I started, then it just came out of me mm-hmm. this time. So this was an intuitive decision.
Uh-huh. Also, it's really great to hear on that album that you change from mood to mood. For example, now we had a jazzy French chanson, and now it's like some neo-folk, very dark song. Like, I wrote a review for this radio, and I thought that it was like you were playing some forgotten song of Cowboy Junkies or something similar. So do you all four actually have very different musical backgrounds to you? You said before that you studied, all four of you, jazz music, but actually it's not, as we can hear here, not just jazz. So
yeah, we listen to a lot of very different music, all of us, and a lot of music also. Mm-hmm. And we don't, yeah, and we come from different countries. And I have a classical background. I studied classical music, mm-hmm. and my parents listened to a lot of classical music. Lucia listened to a lot of jazz music at her parents' place, and I think Mark is also classical background, and Petra, he has all kinds of different musical backgrounds.
So actually there's no any style or element which you wouldn't put it in your music. You're open to
To everything, and then combine it in a new way, mm-hmm. and this makes it. Mm-hmm.
So how do you do this combining? I'm wondering, because some tunes sound very strange, like, you know, something really mechanical is happening inside, you know, changing the rhythms, all kind of different small sounds that are at first imperceptible. So do you have rehearsals, like jam session or something?
Yes, we rehearse and try out our ideas, of course, but then like the main work on this album was really in the studio, where we worked mm-hmm. with the effects and shared ideas and just tried out everything in the mm-hmm. studio. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That you just record and then you edit it and put it in a new way. And I think the studio is a nice opportunity to really work on details and
yes, and because it's very nice produce this album. Also, you got quite some guests with different instruments.
Yes.
So how do you do without them at the concert?
We play the solos ourselves,
yeah?
And sing ourselves. Yeah.
So you play different stuff, different instruments in the concert?
No.
Then
we play on our instruments.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. So actually what we're going to hear, it's going to be quite different from...
No. There are not so many guests on the CD.
I mean, we hear saxophone in one tune.
Yeah.
But I really like the tune.
Okay.
So you would
like to hear a saxophone there.
Yeah,
maybe
but
there's someone in the city who wants to come and play a solo on the tune.
So they are invited.
Yeah.
Please.
And then sometimes we use samples as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So have you ever thought about it, what would be the next step? Because this kind of style, it's, as we conferred before, it's open to everything. So do you have any challenge to wait for us, for you?
In what way, you mean?
I mean, if you start at the beginning, we are going to play, to take any style, whatever it's possible. What could be a challenge for you as a musician? No?
We don't have this attitude, we can take any style,
mm-hmm,
no,
mm-hmm.
We don't think that way. I think we have, the bass player is very often coming with rhythmical concepts,
mm-hmm.
And then from that we build a tune. Lucia is often coming with a text, me too, I'm often thinking in pictures, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm, a story. Mm-hmm. And the drummer also thinks more in rhythmical concepts, and then we put it together, and that's what, when four different persons work together, this is like what's coming out.
There's
a lot of styles in there in a way, but I think now it's, we have made three CDs, and this third CD has, we somehow we found an own style.
It's very yours,
it's
now.
It's four
personal,
musicians,
yeah,
together.
Mm-hmm.
It's us. It's Lucia, Petter, Mark and Johanna. This is our music, you know?
Yeah.
We're not thinking in different, in, okay, which styles could we combine? No,
we're just
combining our musical hearts.
Feelings, yeah.
And
okay.
Feelings, yeah.
Okay. So hopefully there will be some extra musicians from Ljubljana, Slovenia or wherever they are listening to this interview right now. So I would like to thank you both for coming to the studio and of course coming to Ljubljana and see you tonight at the concert. Tole je bil intervju s članicama kvarteta Schneeweis und Rosenrot. Z mano sta bili v studiu Lucia in Johanna, pevka in klaviaturistka. Slišali bomo še en komad, zvečer pa ob 9 v kinu Šiška čakamo na sveda posebej povabljene glasbenike na koncert zasedbe Schneeweis und Rosenrot. So see you tonight at the concert. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Intervju Radija Študent.